that's where it was spoken.
With air being pumped in through a hole.
I think this is the bad nun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everybody sitting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think Julie's having copies.
It looked like.
Here's a copy of my hat for the voting.
It's a little bit of work.
I did.
Stick this right here.
But now we're doing.
Voices.
We're talking about putting this together and actually using it.
I'm Brock. I don't know if I've met you.
You're fine.
I'm Brock.
Database that's rated to track everything.
My brother and I are the.
I'm the old lady.
Yeah. We've been waiting to talk to you.
These are my nephews.
The historian.
All right, there we go.
Leaning forward just a little bit.
There.
Hey.
Is that the same as your shop with the voting? 1972, okay. We would love to come back.
We're gonna, some of the old photographs, some of the old photographs, we're gonna scan them and make them come back. So, because they're all faded, you can't see them.
I never was in the boat, I've been a few feet in the Gulf Common, but I never was in the boat.
So you worked in the cookhouse, or at the boat? You were at the boat, you were at the cookhouse?
Well, I've been at all the buildings. That's what I've written about. All the stories about Bodie have had the long names.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I wrote, I didn't bring it, it's just a couple pages, but.
That was an entrance.
Right.
I've got one for you that might be interesting.
So that's over 100 years old.
Whoa, that's the wrong side. We gotta get your pocket over here.
Yes.
There you go.
Through computer, a lady got the pictures and story, and one is.
There was one tunnel up there on the right hand side looking east.
These people, if you want to get in touch with it, these are the ones that wrote it.
Oh, Moan, yeah, Wayne Moan.
I don't know the address.
Uh-huh. He was a geologist.
Yeah,
These guys may know him.
Yeah. And one page is a colored picture of all the buildings. And every one of his names was.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't live them all.
Uh-huh.
And it's real pretty pictures, but they're wrong. And, but one page is all the technical stuff. Of how much was shipped and stuff. So that's what you might want to get.
Uh-huh. All right.
But I don't, this is on the internet, so I don't know the address.
Okay, well, I know these are both authors.
Yes.
And he was a geologist with the state.
They're the ones that wrote it.
Oh, I see. They're the wrote the book. Okay, the Okanagan County. All right, so we're gonna set them straight. We're gonna make sure they get it right.
Well,
because you've written
it down. I know my choice because I'm in Iowa.
Right.
Bodie had a nice hotel, and this thing, they've got it called the bunkhouse, the bunkhouse is the new Bodie, they call the hotel.
So the old Bodie had the hotel.
The new Bodie had a bunkhouse, but it didn't have a hotel.
Hotel, that's right. And the hotel, I read, came from somewhere else, old Wakanda or something, and they took it apart.
Wakanda Summit was going to have a mine, but they didn't. And this Waldron built a hotel, and then he tore it down and took it to Old Trona. But by that time, Old Trona was falling. And And so then he took it on to Bodie and built it.
Did he actually erect it at Old Terrell? And then took it down?
It was built, and it had eight rooms, and they were all beautiful wallpapers. I can remember the wallpaper. And I think it's this room that has a statue. The wallpaper in those days was beautiful, flowered, and it was pasted on muslin.
Oh, wow.
The muslin, when my dad tore it off, my mother sewed some paper up and used muslin for a toast. It was real nice.
Oh, my God, really?
You can't buy muslin like that.
He's been doing that, but
it's real fine.
Wow, fancy curtains.
But I don't know who wallpapered the thing, because it was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. So how many buildings, are there any buildings left from Bodie?
Yes.
Which ones?
The old cookhouse, the first cookhouse, and the bunkhouse is still there.
That's new Bodie though, isn't it?
The bunkhouse is a frame building, and it's still there.
Yeah.
And then in the far corner of that was the post office.
Yeah.
And across the road, then was a little log building that was the cookhouse at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new owners turned it into an office. It was their office. And they built a nice frame house for a cookhouse over by the bunkhouse, but that's gone.
Mm-hmm. So was
there's just two buildings left, is that right?
What's that?
Just two buildings left.
Yeah, two of the main buildings.
There's a few other ones.
Yeah.
But the original Bodie was by Bodie Creek.
Yeah.
And so I know there's one building left that you can still see.
Yeah, well, that building,
it's an upright, tall.
Yeah, that building was built afterwards. I think a homesteader built that building. I'm not sure, but I think the homesteader built that.
So are there actually any original buildings left from old Bodie?
I think at that time. As when Dad always called it Nelson's stud barn, that's what he called it. So I just figured that maybe the homesteaders probably built that, because all the rest of the buildings were log.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that hotel.
And then all old Argonne.
Because there's a ranch that's sort of to the little bit south, kind of all by itself, some ranch buildings that look like they're from that vintage, a couple of them. There's one log cabin up there. And I thought that might have been kind of the very edge of Old Bodie, and one of those might be
original. Up the canyon?
It's not up the canyon, it's just from Bodie Creek Road, just a little bit further south.
Do you have something else I should scan?
Oh, the building south
map of the town?
From Bodie Creek.
That was a homestead, too.
Is that, so those might be part of that era, that log cabin, sort of to the right a little bit?
I suppose they were, but I don't know because they're from.
Yeah, Julie's coffee.
When we were kids, we met up there a few times, and there was a log building, an old log,
thank you.
Like the other cabins,
uh-huh.
down in the field.
Uh-huh.
And there's one still up there by where that house is. And I think there was two there when we were kids. I can't remember for sure, but I know there was one, and I think there was two.
That's an original. That's when our mine was called the Elk.
They're not mentioned in anything.
I know. I noticed that. I was looking at the book.
I don't know what that.
John, is Doug here?
Part of the town.
Yeah.
I had half a dozen questions. That log cabin across the creek next to the hill, is that there yet? The log cabin, the little one, next to the hill across the creek, is that there yet?
No.
Oh, okay. That's
been gone there in a while. I don't know when they tore that down. It's probably been 30 years ago, though.
Oh, really? It was there the last time I.
It's one of those things.
It's in my memory, but it's been important. That's probably the last time I saw the bus.
Right.
Well, we were there, and then Dan Vale tore it down, but I don't remember what it did. It was getting to north.
Well, probably back then it wasn't important, so you never asked, and all of a sudden later.
Everybody was away, everybody had to work hard. It was hard, and all that. They never thought it was a property that mattered anyway. Now,
I don't know what that building was for.
That's what I was telling you. Some of the younger guys to remember these things.
Well, that's why we need you guys to tell us, because obviously we're just, you know, scratching our heads.
And even now, you know, the things that were going on when I was a kid, there's some of that.
This has been a guy that I've lived in.
Tell us now their way. Now, this is the.
So originally the Bodie Creek Road.
Right.
That's the Bodie Creek.
Was that,
right.
Were there sort of horses?
The thing is, they called our mine Bodie.
Oh, they did.
Because it was at Bodie. The mine at Bodie.
Everything was down by Tarota.
Was also.
Yeah, but this is the Bodie Mine.
Most of the buildings, I've never heard of this, the Bodie Creek Road.
Okay, well, the buildings, there's a homestead building up above that, where the other buildings were. All of them were right near the mouth of the. Most of them were.
And this is where you are, Dale Farm.
I can remember, The last two that they tore down, they tore.
Mayflower.
Thank you.
Arkansas asked me the other day when they did this, when they tore those buildings down, but I wasn't there, so I don't remember.
Well, even where I live, it's suddenly there's a building gone and something else there, and I thought, what was that before? You know, it was only a few years ago.
I don't know. 1902.
Yeah, that my great grandfather was deviant over to my grandfather.
You didn't bring that certificate from the Bodie Mine from 1901, did you?
Some of the others that I can faintly remember, but I don't want to remember now. I remember one that was a cabin. It was one of those little cabins. I remember it gave an inn and that's early. But I was only probably 11 years old.
This came from a woman in Florida. My father had sold this woman stock. Probably wasn't it good. I don't know whether he was good, but you see his gullible.
Oh.
But a woman in Florida sent this to Yale.
Okay, I'm going to let him take copies of this and put them into his computer.
Well,
is that okay?
Yeah, Julie got copies in, too.
Oh. We get the general timeline.
Well,
I don't know where she went, but she...
We want those. I want this. See, this is going to be part of the book.
Yeah, but I want it back.
Oh, yes, you're going to get it back.
But you can make all copies you want.
He just... made copies of our old elk finds. So, no, I'll stand right here. I'll get them back. Don't you worry about that.
Just before they paved it.
That was a fascinating story about the Muslim, the curtains.
Well, he's got a drinks are here for Bodhi.
Two from Bodhi, my brother and I. Which we inherited from my father.
Well, and for not only for the book, but their general history.
Your dad isn't all there. It's kind of they're real.
So you, when I saw the pictures of you at Golconda, with your, I saw a picture of you at Golconda. I think it was over there.
Yeah.
With your sisters.
I don't know why people got pictures of me.
You were hiding.
I think it's because I'm a weird old being. It's so old.
No. There was an old picture from the 20s.
And this is my mother and Margaret kind of peeking out.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. The Bonds.
This was the daughter.
The Bonds?
Yeah. One of the sheriff's. So,
the Bonds still own the land around.
Are you in touch with Doris Bergens?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I know her name, of course.
Yeah. But you don't know anything about her now?
No, nothing now.
Okay.
I think my father originally got the property from her.
Well, of course, I knew her when we were young, but I don't know what it was. Sometime in the 1930s, I visited her as a grown-up.
It's the one that owned the Bodhi House. And it was in one of the stories they wrote about it.
Okay.
It said that he sold his share to his brother Ben.
I'm gonna do these in little
for $50, and then Ben sold it to the Wrigley Brothers for $80,000. Well, Virginia says that's not true. That Henry sold it to Henry.
We were trying to figure out the Wrigley Brothers and how they figured into it.
This just tells.
Caroline's giving us the story.
She might have a story more about that.
I didn't type this. There are some mistakes in here. Spelling and stuff like that.
The spelling we knew about.
Yeah, and there was one spot where.
It's almost dead now.
Yeah, apparently. you couldn't help it, probably. Theoretically, it would be a political move.
Tell us why Virginia thought that Ben never owned the mine, and Henry sold it to him. Because Henry DeWitt's never worked.
Did she ever meet the Wrigleys?
After he got the mine, but he bought a new car.
Did you ever meet the Wrigleys? The Wrigleys? Wrigley family? Who owned the mine?
He sold it for $80,000.
I guess not, did I?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
That was probably. I don't know what the original years that was. She probably was kind of. She probably young when they did.
Yeah, that's the way I understand it.
I don't know. What you might do. I don't remember who owned it. Anyone like the Wrigley's who went to school.
They were mad.
They really
saw the Wrigley's. Oh, I don't know. They were.
Yeah, they bought the Bodhi for $80,000 or something like that.
Yeah,
had it for a number of years.
I just don't know anything about that.
And these people started up
quite a moment.
Yeah.
But the Wrigley family was never really associated here. They were just absent owners. They never came. Okay, that's
it. I can't twitch this.
For your story that you were writing,
the Wrigley's also
and you were having trouble with those pictures.
California, there was a Bodhi in California.
I think I got it figured out. I got one page. I'm using double stick tape, and I think my old tape was too old.
But there's a Bodhi, California, too.
I think they're going to stick
ghost town.
See, like a page, I'm putting pictures here, and in this story, I'm referring to number one, number two. Yeah. And I think with the new, I got new tape yesterday. You can see what it said.
He was just telling me. Over here, firing up a lot of standing everything.
Looking into him again.
he says you shouldn't relocate on it. What you should do is draw a box.
We were surprised. We just didn't spend a lot of time yesterday.
And maybe put like number one in there.
I was going to put the name here.
He says that the tape will bleed through on those original pictures after a while.
On a hard picture?
On your old original pictures, it will bleed through after a while.
And nobody's
so
been in since the mine closed.
It's just like they leaned their jack shovels and drills and everything up in the corner. Young
left.
Man over there.
It's just a museum of old stuff. And he's got a bunch of photos that he just went in yesterday.
If I get it all done, then I don't intend to keep it like that. I intend to have it run through a computer.
Yeah. Okay, Margaret. Here, he's going to talk now.
Well, I guess this is supposed to be a regular meeting, so maybe we could kind of organize it a little bit, and I can introduce us. Vic Pizzoni, Bill Woodhouse, and myself, Jeff Miller, and Todd Carlson around here somewhere. There's Todd back there. We are all members of Northwest Underground Explorations. We've been into history for quite some time, and we write history books. We publish through Northwest Mining Publishers, and there's three of the books we've written so far. But we were given the opportunity to visit the Glaucondo and the Bodie mines this past few days, and we're invited to this meeting to talk to the people that really know the mines and the area. And so with that, I guess we can... Where would we want to start here?
On Bodie, do we want to just go through and are you going to... the documentation you can get any time, right? So
if we could maybe start with maybe Margaret would like to talk a while, and I'm sorry I didn't get the background of some of the other people here, but... maybe Brock or Todd here could fill us in on some of this stuff.
I can throw out a few names here.
There you go.
And this is Margaret. And Alan Kurtz.
Hey, excuse me, Arnie. Maybe as you're going through there, like when you get to Alan, and you guys grew up right there by Wakanda, or right,
right at
on Kirk's property.
Yeah, down
right? So where they were geographically when they were kids, because that's where they get the history.
Oh,
so as you're introducing people.
Okay, well, Alan and John grew up right in, shall we say, Old Bodie. That would be correct, wouldn't it? You could put it that way. Yeah.
Which is the present day. Present day.
It's present day.
It's right by the Bodie Creek, or?
Well.
How would you describe
just
it?
Just north of Bodie Creek.
Just north of Bodie Creek, present day.
Yeah. I get down out of his.
Or with me, or with me. Ignore the camera, keep fighting.
Here, I lost my train of thought here. well, hey, you spent your early years down in Old Bodie too, didn't you?
She was born there.
She was
born and grew up there too.
Yeah.
Right in the same place we did.
Probably till I went to high school. I can't remember that part.
Okay, well.
But definitely, what I remember most is a hotel. Because my brother and I played in it. And hand me that book.
Here.
here's what I was talking. There's some of the wallpaper.
Oh, that's the wallpaper that you liked.
And this page that I gave this guy, that has some colored pictures, and one of them is the hotel.
Oh.
That's the only one I know, except some loose ones that I just found.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. Oh, you're Dwayne.
Yep.
And he's Alan's son here. And, well, let's see. I'm just going to catch kind of all the people that I know that are kind of in the family. And everybody knows Lauren back there. And my wife, Carolyn. And
here's Julie.
Oh, there's Julie. You were hiding back there. And then I'm Arnie Joringdahl.
The Golconda folks.
Yeah, we're all in the Walconda.
No, Golconda.
Golconda.
Used to be the elk mine.
Yeah.
Who named it the elk mine?
Oh.
Well, it must have been my grandfather and my great-grandfather.
I think. Is there a story behind that name?
Okay.
I don't know where they got it. They, after they left the mine, they lived in Elk, Washington. I don't know if they took it from the town of Elk or where they got it.
Do you know any history about the name of the Bodie, why they chose that name?
The Bodie?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it said that it was named after a town in Montana that was called Bodie?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I was speaking.
Wasn't the Bodie named after a town in Montana?
Well, something I read with this stuff, it said that Henry DeWitt's named it Bodie from something in Montana. But I don't know what in Montana.
Yeah.
But it definitely was Bodie. Our newspaper from OMAC came out with an article lately that said that Bodie wasn't named Bodie, it's named Eureka. And that's what started me in this stuff, because I knew it was wrong. Eureka was Republic.
That was in the Republic paper, not the OMAC.
Well, wherever, it was in something, yeah. And it was wrong. So that's what started me looking at these other names, because several, like the cookhouse, was a cookhouse and then it was an office. One of these things said it was Henry DeWitt's first cabin. And he wasn't even down there. He was an old Bodie. So. So if you're writing something, try and get it right.
We'll get it right from the expert.
Henry DeWitt was the man that discovered the Bodie mine.
Yeah,
that's right.
And
his cabin was, as far as we know, was there at the mouth of Bodie Canyon.
In Old Bodie.
Yeah.
Yes. But those buildings down below there by the Bodie mine, as far as we know, they were later.
Yeah. Well, Henry was there before he filed for the claim in 1897,
wasn't it? He was there before the opening of Mineral Rock.
Oh, I guess it was 1896.
I think it was 1896 is what.
Yeah.
He was there before that.
Yes, he lived with the Indians before that, is the stories that we have got.
The encampment deal was there in the mouth of Bodie Canyon.
Uh-huh.
You can still see where that was, where some of that was.
Hmm.
Not very good anymore. But
I was getting a little less all the time. When I was a kid, those holes were probably 4 or 5 feet deep.
And we can walk over them without hardly telling they're there.
Almost walk over them without hardly telling them. Now.
We could always tell they were there when we were farming around there because it was they were down eating the gravel, and the gravel was some of it's about that big around.
Oh.
But it, they've got it all farmed over now. But.
Yeah.
I'm curious about how the Golconda and the Bodhi separated, the history of when they became very distinctly different properties.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said it was about being separate properties. Odd because they were so close together being separate properties.
Weren't they all originally part of one larger group of?
Understood it right, they were the Bodhi, they were already doing it when they found the Golconda. Uh-huh. And that was, but I don't know, there's no way to tell for sure how much difference there was or anything, but I don't know about the years or anything. But
well, the Golconda was...
located January 1st, 1899.
Yeah,
that wasn't so much in between because the Bodhi was. They were as soon as they started mining in the Bodhi, as soon as they opened them up for 1898 or something.
But see, this they weren't allowed to actually file a claim until 1899, were they?
I don't know exactly when they. I thought it was 98, but maybe it is 98.
98 or 99, somewhere, I believe. I think you're right there.
Yeah.
So they were probably filed on about the same time.
Yeah.
Why weren't they allowed to file?
Part of the reservation.
That was 1886, I believe, wasn't it, Phil?
I'm trying to think. I mean, they flopped the reservation around so many times. They moved it on this side, and they moved it on that side. It was a long time before it settled down. And I have to go back to our manuscripts to see exactly what the dates were.
They left a 15-mile strip out. That went out fairly early.
Yeah. You see, we've written these three books. We've got three more to go, but the manuscripts are pretty well done. And
there's going to be some updating now.
What we're trying to do now is get new information where we can update and correct things that we don't have right. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're meeting with you folks today. Because one thing we are very set on is getting things correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose Margaret heard that.
Yeah, no, I don't think she did.
No.
Yeah.
But see,
are you talking to me again?
Oh.
You know, I have them, but I listen over here.
Margaret, she was this man over here that's writing the books.
Yeah.
They're here to take and be sure they get the facts straight in these
books.
I hope
so.
Yeah. That's what they want to do. They want everything right. And there's three of the books they've written up there on the table, and they spend a lot of time and going around to make sure that everything is right. They check everything they can find to be sure.
Well,
yeah. Accuracy is number one with them.
I should have brought my copy, but I was afraid it'd get lost if I took it out of my room. Because I know that what I've written for each place is right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in your case, would you like to come and look at it?
Absolutely. Yes, we would.
Okay.
We would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you very
if I'd known it was such a closed session, I could have brought it, he could have made some copies, but I was afraid everything I let out of my room disappears.
See, now Margaret and Alan and John are the ones you want to talk to about this area.
Does anybody have any anecdotes or human interest stories from the old days growing up there?
Probably more than they want to tell.
Yeah. Carolyn has some stuff in there to show you sometime.
Oh, I already showed Daryl.
Oh, you did. And then there's the story about when they would come down from the Golconda mine at the end of the day. Carolyn's grandfather was very animal.
My great-grandfather.
Or great-grandfather was very animal friendly, and every animal was his friend. But he had a rooster. And this rooster would be down in Old Bodie, and then when he'd hear the boom, which every night they set off a charge in the mine, then the rooster would start going up the path to meet her great-grandfather.
Do you think that is true?
Yeah, well, hey, it's been... Maybe you were one of them that told us that, but
my family did.
Through her family.
To begin with, I hated anything to do with the chickens, so it wasn't me.
Oh.
Well, you're talking about, I'll tell a little story. Yeah. My father carried mail from Marcus to Old Troda, and in all over hills, not on the regular roads, but in Indian trails and what. And all those 2 years, he never saw a wild animal. There wasn't a deer, there wasn't a bear. Back in the old days, there weren't any. And now, this town here is getting ready to get rid of 85 deer from town.
Yeah.
How did they come down to have a little truck, or they didn't hike down, did they?
Oh, yeah.
They hiked down?
Yeah.
Up in the morning, huh?
Up and back down.
Wow.
And then after a while, they had an old truck that they, I guess, that they
hauled. John and Alan would know about that.
Yeah.
What's that?
The old truck that they hauled the ore down from the Golconda.
Oh, it sat there beside one of those buildings for years and years. And I don't know what happened to it. I think they moved it, drug it up at the canyon a ways, and dumped it into the creek, where there was a deep place in the creek. And I don't know what happened to it after that. Maybe it's still there, but there's no sign of it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't much of a truck. It didn't have a cab on it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when the last load or whatever it was they brought down, when they lost the brakes and come down the, where there was no road, they pretty well dilapidated it, apparently. But anyway, they got it down there by that building, and that sat there for years. Us kids, when we were little, we played on it even part of the time, and it was here for a long time. And last time I remember of it, they slid it up the road there a little ways and put it over the bank in the creek, but I don't know whether...
After all this time, it's probably deteriorated
was
a little more.
Was it your father that drove the truck down for the last time?
I have no idea, but
and
I don't think so. I don't think so, but I don't know.
Well, it's been your head to mend. He was the last one to mine that, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he wasn't driving the truck.
No.
He was loading a truck, but he wasn't. He was loading a truck, but he wasn't driving. And that I know of. Now I won't say because I'm not sure. But I think the truck driver, his name was Leonard Fish, but I'm not real sure of that either. But I think that that's who was driving the truck. And whether he drove the, I think he drove both of them, but I'm not real sure of that. Because that's just something that I faintly remember about. And Dad was loading them, and I gathered they loaded them by hand. But
Well, yeah.
So, and I don't know who helped him or whether, or anything like that, but I, somewhere I got the idea that Leonard Fish was the driver, and he drove the little truck down and put, as I recall it, that said they, it took two loads of the little truck to fill the big truck, and he took it wherever they went, unloaded it.
And then they unloaded a curlew?
I don't have no idea.
Somewhere I've read something about him unloading the rail siding.
They'd build a place to back up so they could just take the little truck and dump it right into the big truck.
Now this was when they were hauling the ore down?
Yeah. But I remember being there, but I can't remember exactly what all there was, and I remember of Dad telling us about him losing the brakes and having to, missing the road up there and come down one of the draws, but I don't even know which one it was or anything. Like there wasn't much of the truck left when he got down there, but he got the load down there and got it dumped in the truck.
Pieces of the truck clear up the draw.
Probably is. I don't even know if there was much of the truck to start with. But that's all I can. I know there wasn't much of it. Didn't seem like there was much. There was no cab or anything on it, I don't think, to start with. And then I don't know where they came from or anything.
You know anything about the plant down there, the mill? Any of the mills, when they were running the mills?
The mill at Bodie Lake? Yeah. I know very little about that. Because I was quite young and I know nothing about that. They knew the mill was running when we went to school, but I just can't remember anything else. But,
you didn't, no idea if they were running it on the weekends or was it just
I don't know about that anymore. One building we went to school with when I was in probably the third, fourth grades, was just right across the highway from the mill.
Oh, it was.
But we couldn't see anything, what was going on over there or anything like that. But they were running the mill in.
You could probably hear it running.
Yeah. And I can remember, I remember the cyanide dam when it was in operation or whatever you call it, when they running it into there. But I don't know how they run it in there or anything like that.
Where was the cyanide dam?
It's still there.
It's still there. That's where the grass and the trees and the brush that back there. I think it did come right up to the edge of the creek.
It's right beside the creek.
Yeah, okay. It's right beside the creek. And
the only real flat area right there.
That's one of the things, that they say that that cyanide is bad for fish and everything. But that, there was dirt piled up against, as I recall, 1x12s, and that was their dam, and the creek was right there. And there's no doubt about it, but some places there must have been some leakage, but nothing, the fish never bothered the fish or the cows or anything.
Well, the thing I find surprising, you look at that tailing area, and there's quite a bit of plants growing on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Usually if you've got a real contaminated tailing area, nothing will grow on it.
Yeah, right.
There didn't until, maybe about 20, 25 years ago, it didn't grow much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when I was a kid, there was nothing growing on it.
Nothing.
When I can first remember of seeing it, I don't know how old I would have been, probably maybe 7 or 8 years old, but it was just nothing but sand. There was nothing grew in it at all. But now it grows a pretty good crop of grass.
Yeah, and other stuff.
you don't know if it's somebody's maybe covered it over with soil or?
I don't, if you go in there and you dig down, I think you'll find that there's nothing that does.
Came up by itself, naturally came up. Enough
kind of neutralized or something by itself because you can go in there and you could find that. It feels like sand. And
yeah, right.
I think you can go in there and pick it up and just pick it up.
Yeah, it's kind of an orange material.
I think so.
Well, it's real yellowy, I think, as I remember as a kid.
Yeah.
Doug and I tried panning it one time when we were kids.
didn't work, did it?
No, if you couldn't get anything out of it, if you couldn't get anything separated.
Well, Margaret, what are your first memories of old Bodie?
I didn't know you'd have to ask me a question for to make me remember.
His memory should be precious.
She did. She told me an amazing story.
He's got a lot of memory than I have.
Curse of the Bodie Hotel?
Yeah, the curtains.
Oh, curtains. Oh, okay. Would you like to relate that to us?
Well, after I was probably ready for high school, I never was home much. We didn't have high schools in those days, so I had to go here to high school and went to Spokane to college, and then I worked back east. And so after I reached high school age, I wasn't around. But my memories are just when I was a little girl. I remember going to the post office with my mother. Henry DeWitt's wife, wasn't it, was the postmistress.
Right.
And my mother went to visit her, and I can remember, it was a little tiny place, about maybe 10 foot square in the back of the bunkhouse. And I remember that. And I can remember the lady's hat. But a lot of this stuff I don't remember. And I do remember everything in the hotel. Like in this story I wrote, there were all kinds of old types of utensils in the kitchen. And these young man's mother collected a lot of them and made a display on their back porch, and somebody came and stole everything. And some of those things were real old utensils that would have been real valuable nowadays.
That's too bad.
I bet they had the old apple peeler. When you plug an apple in. And
what is he saying? I can't hear
you. He's talking about an apple peeler.
Somebody came while they're gone and just took everything.
Yeah, but I bet there was an apple peeler in that collection. They seemed to have a lot of them a long time ago.
I guess.
Margaret, what did your mother used to give you when you had a cold?
What?
When you got a cold, what did your mother give you?
Hot toddy and moonshine.
I swear you're
at it. Good
reason. Well, you ask. Well, I have it in writing.
It was real good. It was delicious.
Margaret, well, I remember her brother giving me one too.
I can remember a few of them in my day too.
It's caused me to get sick early.
Well, actually, moonshine was about the only liquid there was in those days.
Were there stills right around town there? Or?
I don't think so.
Oh, there are still in.
Margaret, you told us that Fred Schmeling used to make
he's the one that made the moonshine.
Yeah.
And you people going to the Glaconda, I wish you could go a little further and see where Fred Schmeling used to live, because that's where I State Representative Krebs lives.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a beautiful house.
Yeah.
And he's our representative, and I have to tell you a little bit about him, Alan John Nook. He built his own power line, the poles, and put up the wire and everything. And all PUD had to do was just connect it. He did all that by himself. And built a beautiful log house.
Yeah, it is. It's really pretty.
Is the name Kretz connected to Kurtz in any way? Or is it just
I don't think so.
No.
Kretz and Kurtz aren't any relation.
No.
Now, you know, as you leaf through the book there, we try to identify where all the mines are. When we get to our third book, the green one, we actually put GPS coordinates in there. So for anyone that carries a GPS receiver, you can walk right to them when they're a few feet. And we'll do that for all our future books. Now, you figure you're looking at volume one, here's two and three. We have four, five and six. The manuscripts are written. Five will cover this area. So that's why we're trying to get as much information as we can. And incidentally, if anyone would like to pick up one of these books, while we're all here, we do have extra copies with us. And we are now doing the publishing of the books. Because the publisher that Northwest Underground Explorations used to have decided to go out of the business. So we were offered to buy out our books, and we formed our own company.
Great.
Yeah, we'd give a 50% discount on the books today if anybody wants them there.
Did Alan, where that said that in that little flyer, did you go into Golconda and, when you were a kid and help?
Yeah, I was in there when I was a kid. I don't remember how old I was. I wasn't very old, but I was in there with Dad.
But it would have been in the 30s or?
Probably, because I think that when he mined it, did that last mining in there, it was 38 was when he closed up or quit doing it.
By 38, by 1938, the map that we have is 1917. I think it showed about 170 feet of tunnel, but by 1938 there was more there, right?
Probably there was, but yeah, I sure can't tell you for sure. But I remember going in there with Dad a few times when he was drilling holes. And so I suppose that it was probably farther, by then it was probably farther, but I think they quit mining in the tunnel itself in 1938. But now that's just a guess, because I'm
right. Well, what I've read, Dad, didn't it wasn't the 36?
No, I think it was 38. I think they were still, but I can't say for sure, because later on they started digging some
They were doing surface stuff after that, right? Up above on the hill?
I think that was before that, but I can't say for sure because they might have been up there, you know, when I was in school and things, but I helped up there too. But I know that after that, they did some blasting and things down there on the road, down there by where that old fence used to cross.
Right.
They did some work there. I remember them doing it, but I don't know.
Well, how old were you when you helped him just went in that ditch?
I just don't know. I think I keep thinking I was about 11.
Ditch where?
I think I was about 11 when I told the drill for Dad so he could use both hands to hammer. He never did.
So that had water even back then.
Yeah,
because it has water now.
That's where he got the water to do the hand drilling.
Oh, okay.
That which one? Those are you talking about the two shafts up there that show on the claim maps?
Yes.
Okay, there's two of them, one on each claim, I think, that show plus a tunnel.
Is that position?
Yes, yeah, and it would be the northernmost shaft. The other one's filled in with dirt. Yeah.
Okay, then. Okay, which shut down first, the tunnels or the shaft?
Which way that?
Which shut down first, the tunnels or the shaft? Well, the shaft,
That shaft was shut down before I remember, because the only thing we could
right, because that, because it was filling with water.
Yeah, we
so they would have been. They would have stopped using that and just used it for water.
Okay. And the other shaft?
I don't know about anything about the other one.
Okay. So, but the tunnel, then, as far as you know, the tunnel was worked last.
Yeah, except they did some work down on the road.
Yes.
On the highway?
No, down just on the road down from the tunnel.
The road to get the ore out.
Yeah, they did.
I understand they did some exploration on the road in a one spot.
There's trenching stuff.
No, that's on the road coming down off from the mountain.
I don't know that was. I wasn't around there much.
Yeah, because even now you can see in some of the road cut area, there's some stuff that looks like it's been blasted and there's some interesting looking stuff with crystal pockets and. It looks like something.
The stuff goes clear to the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And I can remember a bit when Dad and old Jim Clark falling when I put up to the top of that ridge.
The material that comes down to the road?
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of, yeah.
And all it, Clark did sent somebody an assay with a sample of that to be assayed, but I don't know what the results were of that. But it wasn't, at that time, I would have been, well, probably late 40s, wasn't it, Alan? Late 40s?
I don't remember, but I think it was.
We were still under the gold standard anyway at that time, and it just wasn't worth good enough to pay to work.
Sure, you had to sell all your gold to the government, right? And it was,
yes.
It was 15, 20 bucks an ounce or?
Something like
that. I don't remember what it was. At one time, I think it got up to something like 32. But most of the time, it was around $16 or $18, if I can remember. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure of that either, so. But it had to be under that kind of a deal, you know, some of those things would have to be pretty good paying ore in order to make it profitable to mine it.
Right.
Now, I don't know anything about any of these assay things or anything like that, but some of the copies that I had there that off of that old time book out of the Golconda, I was showing them one day to a friend that even amazed at how far back that this went and whatnot like that, and then he got to looking at some of those assay reports and he understood what they were talking about, which I don't, and he said, well, that was real good ore. But I do know on that Golconda ore, you cannot see the gold in the rock with your naked eye. You have to use a magnifying glass to see it.
Right.
Sulfide ore.
But I don't know about the Bodie mine, what it was. I don't know whether anybody ever told about that, what the ore content was on that one at all, or how it lay. I do remember Dad saying something or other one time about a bug hole, and I know what that is, but the ore itself I didn't know about.
Well, now, early in Bodie and Golconda, it's the same people, right, Carolyn? The early in the history of Bodie and Golconda, the same people had ownership.
I don't think so.
No, Henry DeWitt's owned the Bodie, and my grandfather and great-grandfather and two others had the Golconda, or the Elk.
Right.
And then
Bodie was owned by Wrigley Brothers and then D&F Corporation Northern Gold Corporation. They had nothing to do with Golconda.
Okay.
Wolf said that was me.
Do you know anything about the Perkins at it? Anything? Any history about that? It's right off the corner of the Bodie 2.
That's what he
said. There's a shaft that goes straight back in.
It's called the Old Tarot Line.
Which one is the
Toronto?
It's near the Myrtle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's down.
Myrtle would be the upper.
Yeah.
And is it south and lower than the Myrtle? Or a little south and lower than the Myrtle, there's a Perkins at it that's a long tunnel that goes in the direction of Golconda.
Yeah, they're both on the same structure.
Does it have the remains of a door on it?
Remains of what?
A door. A door.
Yeah.
On the Myrtle there is,
you don't have a picture.
On the Myrtle.
Yes.
We've got pictures, but
Myrtle, not the other one.
Not the little
one. Not the Perkins.
But they're both the same.
Oh, I got that off the internet.
They're both on the same structure. They're on top of each other. So they're both poking the same
foundation, basically. Still there.
You don't know anything about that one.
So,
but isn't it a large tunnel?
Yeah, it's a large tunnel.
And long. And I mean large enough so that they were actually shipping some ore out of it rather than just an exploration tunnel.
When they build a floor of the big ones, they're usually done as a haulage at it. If they're just exploratory, they're just as small as they can be to save money. Time.
Because there was a there's a drill hole going because we're trying to find out because there's whoever was doing that tunnel, it's a big tunnel, and these guys thought that it looked like they were getting into the silver ore, you know, because Golconda had more silver than Bodie.
Now, where did you say this picture was?
But in this long tunnel, there's a drill core going back, and it says 1,200 feet in the back of the tunnel. So
that's where it's
You know, where the Myrtle is.
That's the one with the door.
Yeah, with the door.
I think I know where it is.
Right, that's as you're going up to Golconda. In fact, the Myrtle is kind of. Hey, Arnie.
Okay.
Isn't the Myrtle mine kind of where you drive around to meet up the old mine road? Well, actually, the old mine road wound down the ravine and comes down to Toronto Creek Road. But the Myrtle mine, in relation to Golconda, is where? It's a little bit.
Well, in relation to Golconda, I would say that it would be west and.
I would say straight north.
Straight north?
Wouldn't this feel?
I don't know.
Straight north.
The one he's talking about, if I am correct, I don't know where it exactly was, but this would have been straight west, more or less, from the Gulf.
Well, Golconda is in the draw.
Yeah.
It just goes around.
It'd be just south and east of the Bodie.
Yes. Yes.
The one with the door on it, that was the Myrtle?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be just a little bit north and east of the Golconda.
Yes. North and west.
Yeah, north and west.
Yeah.
Now, this other tunnel was where from that?
That would be west, directly west.
Directly west.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very close.
Kind of by the corner of where Bodie is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Things like that.
The Kirk's fence is just a little ways up south of it.
Yes.
Okay, I know.
I don't know.
These guys talked about that one with that one called the Myrtle. I didn't know what. I don't know about that one. But there's that one that you're talking about. I've got the idea now. I don't know anything about that one. Dad told us to stay out of there when we were in 1917. But we went in there and it showed several claims.
Except that when you were a kid, it was already there.
It was old then.
So
there's a building right above it that we saw.
Yeah, there's a building up there that was a ways above it.
What was
that? It's probably a pottery shop. And this was a pretty good shape.
Straight south from the boat. Maybe it's still like a fire.
The fireplace is still in there.
If you look in that time book,
looks like there was a forge or something.
There's that map. It shows
that sounds like it's part of the Zillard worship, yeah, like the pre-1917.
Was there any other structures up there? Any other buildings?
It looks to be in the model.
Was there any other buildings up there?
In that same book.
I don't know.
I remember that, showing from the relationship to the ranch and the company.
It's been a long time since I've been there. Now I can't see exactly what they are.
But I don't think that map went to Bodie.
Well, there was no working on them or anything in my memory.
Myrtle was going down at Angle.
Until we started meeting with these people, I didn't even know that's what it was called or anything. I didn't know anything about it for that matter. I don't remember whether I've ever even been to it. I think I know where it is. But I remember going to that old blacksmith shop, and I remember down there, in that tunnel down below on that.
It's right below that.
It's really big.
But I don't know whether that's part of the Bodie or part of the Bodie.
Originally part of the Bodie, there's three claims there, Toronto 1, 2, 3. That's why they call it the Toronto Mine, but it's listed as the Perkins Cabbage.
We went to school in an old cabbage down below it, down on the flat. And Dad told us to stay out of it. He didn't know anything about it, apparently. He told us to stay out of it. Well, he never could be yourself a torch.
Yeah, I'd love to hear stories. That means you and Doug played in those ponds.
The only one I remember is, I don't remember where it was at, but I was thinking it was in Bodie Canyon, but it wasn't very deep. It didn't go, and it would have been on the south side of Bodie Canyon. So, and I was never to the Glaconda until.
That one wasn't very deep, though.
No, it wasn't. The only time I was to the Glaconda was about 3 years ago. So I had heard about it all my life, and I was close to it several times, but that's when I worked for Dale.
Now, when you were going to school, you said you went to school in a little cabin. Was that down in old Bodie?
The box.
How many kids were going to school there?
Doug and I were throwing rocks at it.
Four. School has four kids.
Yeah. Throwing the fence because of the rock old dynamite.
I remember that actually.
About four years ago,
I went in there and there was still a box of
in 1930.
And that was, but that was before my. I don't remember. It's still in the Dugdale
district. I did a long time ago. That's when my first year. Then the next
year,
we went to school. They fixed the old garage there at home for the school, and there was. There was 10 or 11 kids there.
He tells that story.
And then the next couple of years, there was quite a few.
Jeff actually.
And then when the mine closed, it went down right to 4 or 5.
An area that we had no idea even existed.
4 years or something.
I'd be interested to see that. There's still the drills and the shovels and all of them. They just left them in place. So there's an area in the Bodie. I think it's 300 level.
And they just had the school. One of the cabins.
Okay.
Those cabins, you can have one. Built on that property that they were working on.
Right.
Made a bunch of copies.
One of the cabins on the property that worked where they weren't supposed to be was where they went to school.
Oh, really?
Four kids in school.
One was for you.
Are there three cabins on the property or two? We were there yesterday looking at it. It looks like there are three on it.
There's three now. Now that's on the mine property.
I know it. We are.
Yeah.
Those people.
I don't know anything much about how.
Can't deal with this at all.
But these others were built. Up through the fence up there between the ranch and the Bodie claim. At that time, I think it was BLM property. So but that's where the rest of it is. And they're, well, just thrown together. They're not very good, but people lived in here several years, and we had schools in that one for quite a while. But,
Well, unfortunately, when the property was rebuilt, they lost all the rights to it. So they have.
I wondered about that. They've been. Ron and I were talking about that one.
They refused to pay us for it. They refused to deal with us. And, I mean, it'd be nice if we had dialogue, but they refused to even interact with us. So.
I wondered about that, but we didn't know, of course.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out what to do with it. I know that Tom is living there now, and he's locked us out.
So who was Perkins? Did he
Perkins was the manager or something the last time that it was run.
Do you guys know that was there a guy living there working in the mine until the 50s?
I don't. Wait, John and I were talking about that thing one day because Harvey thought they might have been.
Glenny or one of those?
They went out there and I think that they. I think that Glenny and somebody went out there and traveled around. I don't think he did any work. They could have.
A little bit of looking around, a little bit of exploration and prospecting.
I just don't know because I.
Because they've got a letter in their files that said that when he died, his wife was saying what she thought knew of what he did there in the 50s.
And I just don't know. I think that I remember something about them going out there, but I don't know if I wasn't there. So I just thought probably I was in the service or something. But then, I don't know what. I recall something about it, and that's all.
I have claustrophobic issues in small spaces, so I will be afraid to kick gloves and find out what actually happened about things that they were into. I will about which ones. But I'm fascinated, like I said. And Brock, our friend Brock, was at Power Road.
A lot more to it than I thought, but it showed.
Well, now, since these guys were, these guys do a lot of exploration, you know, they go into their life intelligence, they know what they're doing, and they found in here there's a big room, or a big,
so they're big hall of scope.
Yeah, a big scope. And so they're going to stand there. Since these guys have done the exploring there for a few days, they're going to add some stuff into this map. So there's even more there than is on this map.
Alan, it says the same thing that I saw yesterday. The hotel should be further down toward the road.
Oh, no, this is the map. This is the mine itself.
Oh, I thought it was Cody.
No, this is the mine itself.
Brock, do you guys have any maps of the Bodie? Will they show where the old buildings were?
Well, we have three big ones in our area. There's actually one of the reports we looked at yesterday.
I looked down.
A old building on campus. And it's like an office. From the 1936 Chamberlain report. I think there might have been a page in there that had the old buildings. Yeah. Well, Jeff had the books that he's on file. He's got the Chamberlain report. So I know he's got the books with him. There's a car. So he was asked about the original map.
Yeah, we have a question about that.
Hey, Alan, we're not sure about it because we were at the Golconda the last 2-3 days.
You want me to ask him?
And we go there every year, a couple times a year. And
Somebody built a Discovery Monument, so somebody else is poking around up there taking ore right now, and they built like as if they discovered, made a mineral discovery. But you know, the mine opening has been collapsed since the late 70s, we think. Now, Julie had a picture from the late 70s where it showed it partially open. You know, you could look in.
But there was like maybe that much space above the slide area where you could still see the tile.
Apparently,
but we're trying to determine, because Doug says that they blew it, they dynamited it close, but...
Yeah, we're trying to confirm that.
Now, there are cases, I should say, because I thought it came in, but I don't know. I've been there for quite a while.
Well, now it's completely dirt, so there isn't water running out of it. Because the last picture that they had in 75, you know, there wasn't much left.
That's kind of sandy there where we sit down.
Right. Yeah, because there's from the old photographs, it looked kind of rocky there, but there was stuff on the hillside kept sliding down. We think that even, you know, you dig into that dirt and the rocks, it's just, you know, it's got rocks all through it. But yeah, now there's a little bit like going up, you know, if you look where the tracks go toward the opening, then it just like, it's kind of a depression in there sloping up.
Okay. It's oriented like that.
Oh, okay.
That's what it looked like in 75. I went up there when I was in high school and took some pictures for my photography class. And got quite a few, and, you know, pretty bad.
Yeah, that was probably that would have been after the first slide in, because probably, but... I just don't think that. I think it must have slipped down.
There's a bunch of other buildings.
Very well. I don't see the glass.
I have no
idea. That is part of the Bodie mine.
That's the Golconda. That's the Golconda.
That's the Golconda?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard.
Okay, all of that stuff.
They have a book.
That's all gone.
Like this one here. It is, they haven't published it yet, but it's for this area, and that's why they're here, to get all the factual information.
Well, the nice story, I hate to give it this one through, but if I could just get his name and address, as soon as I get done.
Okay, I'm going to tell it.
As it is now, I got one more thing I want to do. I'm almost wrong. And I put too much work in it to just hand it out. So I got a copy first.
Yeah, well,
I get a copy right
you
away.
Send one copy to us. to Carolyn and I, because I just read your book again, that, your memories. Well, hey, we've got a copy of that, and that's going nowhere. That stays at our place.
Good. Well, when I get through this, I'm not going to publish it or have it printed, but I'll get copies. I'll get one to you and one to each of my nephews.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell him about it. I'm going to get his address. Margaret wants name and address so that she can send you a copy of this, this book or this story that she is writing. And she's putting a lot of work into it. Hey, we'll even let G eat your bread first there.
Okay.
Do you want me to put my name on that?
Yeah, sure.
I gotta ask him, was it you or one of these other people told me that double stick tape will eat a hole in the, is that true?
Is what that?
Double stick tape on the pictures would last. See, I've got my story. And I was going to put pictures on his page, and I've referred to number one and number two, and one of these people said I'm sticking pictures on with double-tape until I get the copy. I want to have the pictures in place when I run it through the computer, and will they say for like 2 weeks or anything?
Oh, sure.
John, will you put this in your pocket?
We showed up yesterday, so I just washed it down.
How come there's nothing in here about the Knob Hill in the Republic?
I'm sorry?
The Knob Hill.
Knob Hill, yeah.
This is the biggest mine around here. Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
It's, they're not opening up the Buckhorn Mountain mine now. Up there, yeah. Northwest of Bodie.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. You know the, where you go in the door, you wind around up to this place. As you're going up the Bodie Creek Road, there's a show's on a couple of I'll show you.
Margaret, you saw this, didn't you? That, it actually goes like this. It's kind of deceptive. I took that when I was in high school.
Oh, really? Well, is this a golf on it?
Yes,
I know, a lot of people do that. It's that's higher up the mountain than the tunnel. Someone's been stealing ore.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I think I've got it figured out.
We were here and discovered someone put a little monument here,
this should
a pile
be
of rocks.
Right.
And then they put one of Doug's fence posts
and
on
then,
top of it.
Man, let's see.
Which is
here, I'll show you. There's a.
This would be smelling here.
For a mine to mark your claim.
I think.
And
well, I've got a map here.
And then this is all Joel. This is Joel's over here.
See, I'll show you this.
In here would be a little.
We were not able to get into it.
Down here. That's Bony Mountain.
It's a really big job.
Okay, this doesn't show. But these, I need one map that shows all this stuff, and it doesn't
and
show.
Lauren is strong. You know, he, Doug, and Doug. And we are, you know, we're
this shows,
here somewhere. We should
this is
be
the end of Bodie. Here's
Golconda
here.
And all we're getting,
and that road
we're all,
there.
We're all just getting more rock like that. So
this road here ends up.
Send some place.
We have enough rocks to actually take samples and get an assay done.
Winds it along here and ends up in here.
Okay,
wait, up in here.
Yeah, but see this?
I had it inside the cookout.
But Kritz doesn't live up in here. This is up by the National Forest. See,
no, this should be, the Golconda should be here.
I'm sure
well,
there
Golconda's
was one.
Golconda's actually on this map. Golconda's right here.
Back here?
In fact,
yeah, right here.
The newer Bodie.
So see here like this.
Oh, that's right.
Their father, the bottom line.
So the Golconda is right up this little ravine here.
Right here.
Yes.
Okay,
and he
that's
got
right.
About half of them, but he left them.
This might be the one up to Kretz's house.
This is the owner of the Bodie.
This might be an old state road
office.
Or something, because they have...
But he could only take half of them, and the other half disappeared. So they don't know. They're interested in any,
okay, here,
any kind
see,
of old assay
see, here's
records.
Bodie Creek Road. Right.
They don't
here's
know
Bodie
what happened.
Creek right here, and this is very small here. But there's Golconda, right there.
Yeah.
The long one, here's
very
Bodie
likely,
over here.
Very likely.
And that road...
So
comes around and comes
along
through
photos.
The state property and ends up right about up in here. But we understand that Joel owns this chunk of property. Doug is down here.
What was it like?
Right.
It had fallen in
Doug is on this side of Bodie Creek down by the road.
And Doug would be between Bodie Creek and Give Up.
Right. You mean at the Bodie mine?
And but where does Joel does Joel live over here?
We could not get into the Golconda mine yesterday. We went into the Bodie.
Okay.
I never even near
Joel.
The Bodie mine.
Yeah, there are a lot of tunnels. In fact,
there,
I mean, these are all
Joel's
tunnels.
Property is,
oh, really?
That property down here.
Right.
And then,
so we went in.
Goes up there a ways and so on. And
Darryl,
I don't know whether it stays or whether Joel owns it or not. But, and this would probably be where Joel's house, probably in that area.
Over in here. So
okay,
so we're
we
thinking
went in
that,
this one yesterday.
That this, is, th- oh, this road
that?
Goes over
this
where Joel. See,
this must be
back
in
here
to collapse back.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's probably what that is.
Yeah, because see, we've been up here poking around.
That's where they hauled the ore, I think.
Well, this was what they were going to do. They intended to. This is the one that the poke the middle when I left.
Yeah, I've been in that one.
You gain about 1,000 feet here, you know, and it's just plumb or, you know, it's a grunt.
To
when I got up to the top, I walked out of the National Forest and I see the damn road there. And so I'm thinking that
that would be
where you
were.
I ended up right up here.
That must be where I keep thinking it would be straight, but I've never been on it, so I don't know.
I've never been on it either, but I know where it is.
But then it's a... See, this
I
would be.
Wondered,
that was something that came later.
In.
That came in the 80s.
Yeah,
this,
a lot of it
there's some state land there someplace down here.
Yeah,
right.
The tunnel
well, see,
we
here,
went in, we went.
The, this is, this
know,
is state land. This purple
feet,
here. This is state
feet,
land
we
here.
Went in there.
This is state land here. This,
yeah,
right
we
down
we
by
got back in there about 300 feet, and then there was a collapse.
Yeah, okay. You could crawl over
it. So this is, at this point, this might have been, the orange at this point was BLM. And the purple is state, and this is National Forest, National Forest.
Yeah, he was hanging on the side of the wall looking at us.
Oh, really?
He looked at us all sideways like this.
Now, right now...
We saw his nest. It looks like a little bird's nest.
I think you're awful brave.
Between...
It's a big tunnel.
Bodie.
Very,
and down
very
here,
high.
There's a bunch
in
of
some
big
places.
Piece of property.
It's very high.
Right there.
I was surprised.
Just
one
south of Dove.
Things, wait, of course, it's not Bodie.
I think there's a for sale sign on there.
Yeah.
Ask Doug about that one.
So.
He thought
that makes sense.
It was up above those buildings.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to get
somewhere.
Yeah.
And then there's an old mine up there, too. But.
See, now this is a different. This is a different kind of map. This is the USGS map. And so you can find some stuff on here.
What's that?
Like, see, there's the Bodie mine.
Just in the
right there.
Yeah.
This right here is the end of the